Christmas at Graceland. Subscribe to this blog by clicking the subscribe link at the end of this post. This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing. If you like movies such as Christmas at Graceland, then you should read Sugar and Spice by Cecilia Doughty. Sugar and Spice is an endearing, rich, wholesome Christmas book that you'll never forget. Sugar and Spice is about friendship, which grows into love between Mason and Sheila. It's a Christmas novella full of love, regrets, and forgiveness. There's also a bakery and plenty of delicious desserts wrapped within this amazing story. Can Mason and Sheila find the courage to overcome their hangups and learn to love again? Sugar and Spice has been an Amazon best-selling novel with several 5-star reviews. Purchase today and tell your friends by sharing this blog post. Click the link at the end of this blog post to purchase. Now let's discuss Christmas at Graceland. Have you ever dreamed about having a certain occupation or career? If so, what'd you do about it? Did you pursue your dream? Laurel works for a big Chicago financial company, and they're trying to acquire a Memphis bank. So, to close out the deal, she returns to her hometown of Memphis. While there, she bumps into Clay, a concert promoter. Clay and Laurel used to sing together, but since she's left town and started her financial career, she's not been a part of the music world. She no longer sings in front of crowds, but you can tell deep down that she misses her music. Clay is in the midst of pursuing a career away from Memphis, so looks like he'll be leaving town sometime after Christmas. When one of his music acts cancels at the last minute, he asks Laurel if they can do a duet together. Laurel hesitates, but eventually agrees. I couldn't stand Laurel's boss. He pops in and interrupts the flow of the movie. Plus, he's a pompous, arrogant person, and he doesn't seem to have much common sense. Laurel knows what the Memphis bank owner wants, and to pursue this deal, her boss needed to leave her in charge. It's obvious that Laurel doesn't love her job. I can really relate to Laurel's plight. She's a singer. I'm a writer. I know both of those occupations are totally different, so let me explain what I mean. Laurel doesn't like her finance-based job. I work as a financial analyst at my day job, and I don't enjoy it. I long to write romance novels full-time, but so far, that's just a dream. Yes, I've published several novels, but it doesn't bring in the bucks that I need to make a living. Both my husband and I work full-time because we have to. We need the money. I can understand being busy on the job, too. During audit season at my job, things can get hectic. I have to juggle my time, and I can relate to the struggle with family time during busy season on the job, too. I think that Clay could have been more understanding when Laurel told him that she had to fly back to Chicago. She didn't want to lose her job. It's tough when you're tied to a job financially, and your boss has the power to give you such an urgent demand. I loved hearing both Clay and Laurel sing. I also loved the Christmas decorations. Graceland looked amazing, and it was a strong and touching moment when Laurel and Clay sang at the Graceland piano. When he asked her what had happened between them, well, that was so endearing. She'd explained that her mom's passing had really affected her life. There were also other little Christmas touches that I enjoyed, like pin the nose on the reindeer game, drinking hot cocoa, going ice skating, such nice heartwarming things that I love seeing in a Hallmark Christmas movie. So wonderful and enjoyable. That finale was awesome. Loved the gospel choir, and I was ecstatic that Clay and Laurel were together at the end. So, have you ever dreamed about having a certain occupation or career? If so, what'd you do about it? Did you pursue your dream? Please leave a comment and let me know. This blog post is sponsored by Divine Desserts Publishing. If you like movies such as Christmas at Graceland, then you should read Sugar and Spice by Cecilia Doughty. Sugar and Spice is an endearing, rich, wholesome Christmas book that you'll never forget. Sugar and Spice is about a friendship which grows into love between Mason and Sheila. It's a Christmas novella full of love, regrets, and forgiveness. There's also a bakery and plenty of delicious desserts wrapped within this amazing story. Can Mason and Sheila find the courage to overcome their hangups and learn to love again? Sugar and Spice has been an Amazon best-selling novel with several 5-star reviews. Purchase today and tell your friends by sharing this blog post. Click the link at the end of this blog post to purchase. Subscribe to this blog by clicking the subscribe button at the end of this post. Thanks and have an awesome day.